is Joanna Schroeder reporting for AgWire.com, and I am with Chip Bowling with NCGA, and we're at Farm Progress 2014. Chip, how are you?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here.
Well, Chip, I think something that's on everybody's mind today is how the corn crop is looking across the country. So how does it look?
Well, you know, as a guy coming from Maryland on the East Coast, and I'm flying over these flyover states looking down, the corn crop looks really, really good, and obviously the USDA thinks that too. You know, 167 bushel per acre, but some think that's low.
Really? So that's not low. So what has the average typically been? Are we still looking at a record corn crop?
We are looking at if it comes in at 167, it will be a record corn crop. Some are thinking 170. So yeah, it'll be up from 157 from last year.
So what does that mean, Chip? You've got enough for our country, you've got enough for food, feed, and fuel, you've got enough for export. What will all this corn be used for after it's harvested?
Well, we're always looking for new ways, but we're looking to double our carryover from last year. We're looking to have, over 14 billion bushels come in this year, have with the carryover about 15.2 billion bushels. So, we want the RFS to get back where it should be with the RVO. We would love to see the livestock sector pick up their use. We'd like to pick up our exports, which we need to do. They're down a little bit too. So any sector of the corn market that we need to pick up, obviously we're going to grow the corn, so we need to find a market for it.
Well, let's shift back a little bit to the renewable fuel standard. The Environmental Protection Agency actually submitted their final renewable volume obligations for 2014, even though we're in August.
Yep.
Sent them to the Office of Management and Budget. It's not public. But what are you hearing, Chip, in terms of what you think those final numbers are looking like?
Well, I can tell you, we haven't heard hardly anything. The EPA's been very quiet about this. They haven't given us any indication of what the number will be that I know of. And I live pretty close to D.C., so I think I would hear it. We're hoping, we would like to see it get back to where it should be, 14.1 billion. If nothing else, we're hoping that they'll meet us at least halfway and come up from that 13.1 to 13.6 at least. So that's what we're hoping for, nothing less than 13.6.
So if they do decrease those volume obligations compared to 2013, and they're supposed to let us, put out the 2015 proposed rule in November, will this set a dangerous precedent to keep those gallons low, or what do you think will happen other than what it will do to the economy and other issues?
Well, there's no question. Any time that you're going to lower something, it puts uncertainty out in the market. And, of course, we know, kind of hate to put it this way, but the corn markets kind of make every other commodity kind of follow along. So any time you mess with a major market like corn, it affects all the other commodity prices, too. So they're already low enough. They're already low enough to where they're below cost of production. We're getting ready for harvest now. We're thinking about next year already. If we don't get some certainty in our markets, there's no reason for the prices to bounce back up. So, this RVO commitment that the EPA is coming out with, 30 to 60 days, hopefully we'll know that number, is a big deal. It's going to set the precedent for the next couple of years, not just next year.
Well, shifting to the Farm Bill, we finally got a Farm Bill passed. That took a long time. And I know National Corn Growers Association did a lot of work on that. You didn't get everything you want. It didn't come exactly where you wanted it to be. But I know you recently held a webinar that had a ton of participation on some of the implementation issues. So what are some of those key implementation issues that NCGA is working on right now?
Well, yeah, we worked long and hard on the Farm Bill. It took us way too long to get it done. I think that if you look at that Farm Bill as a whole, corn growers had a lot to do with what came about in that Farm Bill. And like you said, we have been having some implementation-type meetings. We've been having conference calls. We've been having webinars. We're doing everything we can to get the farmers to understand what's in this bill, because it is a complicated one. Because, when we bought ACRE out in 2008, most farmers didn't know how that program worked. That's why it didn't get that much participation. I participated in ACRE. ACRE ended up being a good program for me, and whoever did it ended up being a good program for them. So National Corn Growers wants to make sure that with this new Farm Bill, that our membership and our farmers understand what fits best for their operation. We wanted to have a market-oriented bill. We got that with the ARC program, and we want to make sure that our farmers have enough time to understand what's in this bill, and if we can help them in any way, our people are here to make them understand just a little bit better.
So they can actually call you the farmers can actually call you for individual help in terms of implementation of what it means.
They sure can. That's why MCGA is here. We're a grassroots organization. Our staff is well equipped to answer questions for farmers. We can't tell them what to do. We can just lead them down a path. And if not, we'll get our land grant universities that we've got on board with us to sit and talk with them. We're working with our FSA offices, and that's where those decisions need to be made with farmers in your FSA office. But we need to help MCGA and our land grants need to help the farmers understand what's in this bill so they can make that decision on their own.
So, Chip, what's the next step in the Farm Bill? We're going to implement the implementation. You're working with the growers. What happens next?
Well, we're hoping that once the implementation plan comes out, which it already is, but once our growers know what they're looking at, then FSA can get these plans starting to be implemented. I haven't come up with a date. I haven't heard a date, even for my own farm. So, once we get these initial implementation meetings behind us, then hopefully FSA will come out with a date where they'll actually start signing up farmers.
Well, great. Well, thanks, Chip.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.